Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss about the problems, questions, and issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Professor Salman Naqvi. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Professor Salman Naqvi is a faculty member at the Al Mustafa University and also a researcher on the Islamic issues in the Hawza Ilmi Afkum. So we have been discussing about the domains of behavior and their relationships. We discussed about the relationship with self, we discussed about the relationship with others, we discussed about the relationship with Wali. Now, what else do we have in store?
Yes, let us expand a little more about the relationship with the Wali.
True.
So, it's just not something in a ritual sense.
All right.
The relationship with the Wali, starting with the relationship with Allah Almighty.
Yeah.
Whether it is the special relationship, that is the ritualist, in the ritualistic sense, when we go for example, when we recite Dua Tawassul,
yeah,
when we recite any prayers, we are continuously and consistently asking.
Start with the praising of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
We start with the praise of Allah, but we request the imams, the masumeen, to intercede for us,
yeah,
on our behalf with Allah Almighty, because yeah, they are closer to Him.
They're closer
and
to
that,
Him.
And that does not... contradict with the concept of monotheism or the unity of Allah Almighty.
Yeah. And
the imamat is the extension of the authority of Allah. So it is the rope of Allah through which we can reach Allah.
Yeah.
And the message of unity, monotheism and unity of Allah Almighty can be brought down from the heavens to the earth through wilaya.
All right.
And as we said, wilaya has two facets. One is because of the attributes, the worthiness of the human being to be close to God. Close to God, the proximity to God is becoming like Him in His attributes.
Yeah.
Because it is one of the ahadith says, تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. Become godly. Adopt the attributes of Allah Almighty. The more we adopt, and the more attributes we
adopt,
our behavior
the much
becomes,
we get closer.
We become closer, and our behavior becomes more divine.
All right.
It becomes godly.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes the good behavior. It becomes the best behavior.
All right.
And that is what is being a good mu'min. That is what means a good, competent person. When we talk about being a salih person.
Yes.
A person who carries out good deeds. It's not just good deeds in the sense, in the religious sense. It is good deeds.
It should reflect in your behavior.
Everything which we do, carry out, becomes good if it is done based on knowledge and skills, the proper knowledge and skill set.
Yeah.
So the concept of wilaya is proximity to God based upon attributes. And then that commands our respect, because that is why Allah says to the Holy Prophet, do not ask for any reward from your ummah other than the mawadda of the Ahlul Bayt.
All right.
So mawadda and the muhabbat and the love and the adoration for the Ahlul Bayt is a result of their proximity to Allah Almighty.
All right.
And as a result of that, we become We have to obey them. Obedience is a result of that respect and love and adoration we have for them, and that is based on their worthiness. Now,
exactly.
This has to be sequence of things has to be employed in the family unit by
exactly.
the parents and especially the head of the family. That unit of wilaya, the smallest cell, the
yeah.
smallest unit of the society has to be developed there with the concept of wilaya. The father, the parents should consider themselves to be an extension of the wilaya.
Yeah.
They
so
have
how
to,
the parents can actually inculcate that thing into the children, I'll ask you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIP English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have Professor Salman Naqvi with us, and we're discussing about the concept of wilaya, how we can inculcate the concept of wilaya in our children. Yes.
So, firstly, as we mentioned, we have to start from ourselves as parents. We have to acquire the knowledge ourselves, the skills ourselves to be good parents.
All right.
And to provide a system in the society, in the family, where the child knows that his life has to be for the sake of Allah Almighty, for the sake of clinging on and clutching to the rope of Allah, that is wilaya, and he should see his father as the role model for that.
True.
He should see his parents to be a role model, to be a reflection of the imams and their wilaya.
Yeah.
He should find them to be knowledgeable. He should his parents, and especially his father or her father, to be a person who has knowledge, who is skillful, who has good behavior, can manage his dealings with all other human beings in a proper way.
All right.
And he is based his dealings, his behavior is based on good decisions.
Yeah.
Decisions are taken in consultation with others.
Yeah.
To get to the best available advice.
All right.
Even the wali, the imam, the ma'soom, the nabi is commanded by Allah Almighty, washawirhum fil amr. If you want to manage the affairs of the society,
then
take advice from your companions.
All right.
So bring that down to the family unit.
Uh-huh.
The child should observe that his parents are discussing things amongst themselves.
All right.
They are discussing, for example, they want to carry out
activity. So there's not just this blind faith kind of thing going on in the family. There are discussions, there's knowledge,
exactly.
there's intellectuality.
I mean, they're talking about issues. They are discussing things about the Prophet, the Imam, and generally everything that is required as a human being in society, in the family, whatever the needs of the family are, they are being taken care of by the head of the family in a very appropriate manner and in consistency with the general authority of the imams and in line of that.
All right.
I mean, the family should become an active member of the community as a part of that system of wilaya.
Okay.
As a part of that, the system of wilaya, the family unit should get incorporated in the ummah. Ummah should be together with wilaya, the wilayat of the imams.
The family itself has to cling itself very firm to the rope of wilaya, and then only they can teach all that to their children. Professor Naqvi, I'll be discussing this with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have Professor Naqavi with us, and we're discussing about the relationship with a wilaya and how we can inculcate that in our children.
Yes, as I was mentioning in my previous discussion, the concept of wilaya is just as the concept of tawhid encompasses all the aspects and all our relationships and all our domains of behavior, the concept of wilaya, imama, is also fully encompassing every activity that we carry out. So we have to inculcate that in the mindset, the attitude of the child should be that, look, whatever I'm doing is for the sake of, for the cause of tawhid, for the cause of wilaya. All my life should be for that mission.
All right.
And that should start from with the parents. They should get incorporated in the society, in the community. And if we are looking forward to the advent of Imam Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, as believers in the Ahlul Bayt, and that he shall come and he shall fulfill the mission of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, and he shall fill the world with justice.
Yes.
He needs companions.
True.
He needs competent companions. So our children should be taught to be soldiers of the imam. Soldiers, not in the sense, in the military sense. Soldiers in every aspect.
Every aspect.
Let's come to the discussion about the environment. The relationship with the environment. I continue this discussion, because that was the fourth relationship which the family upbringing should also cover. So just as it is with a relationship with Allah Almighty, with myself, with other human beings, the relationship with the environment is also in the same continuity and under the focus, under the umbrella of wilaya.
All right. If the relationship with environment is something that's again related to this, I don't think in this session we'll be getting enough time to discuss that. But to end this session, I would like to mention that you said that we need to inculcate this concept of wilaya in our children so that they will be able to defend Imam wilaya tomorrow when Imam comes. And one of the lessons from history, we have one of the greatest lessons from Karbala. We saw children defending wilaya. We saw children recognizing the role of Imam, recognizing their role to support Imam, recognizing their role to defend wilaya. So in history, Karbala is one of the best lessons that teaches us all that. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you want to listen again, you can go back to our official website. That's www.parstoday.com. You can go to the tab Call of Islam, and out there you can search Islamic Upbringing, and you'll find all our episodes over there. Thank you so much for being with us once again. And in case you have any questions, you have any issues, you have anything you want to ask about the Islamic upbringing of your children, you can feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, fi amanallah, God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect with no flaws at all.